Mountain Party gubernatorial candidate Charlotte Pritt is no stranger to the political scene. She spent 8 years as a state legislator in the 80s into the 90s. Then she ran for governor and almost won. She made history once. She's hoping to do it again. She's a former educator and the daughter of a coal miner. Pritt first ran for governor in a contentious write-in campaign against Gaston Caperton in 1992. Then she made history in 96 as the first woman to be nominated by a major party to run for governor of West Virginia. She ran then as a Democrat and almost beat Cecil Underwood. Pritt became the chairwoman of the Mountain Party in 2012, a party she says she was instrumental in forming. Now, that party has recruited her to run for the office again.
My years in the legislature were for working people, small businesses, the unions, the environment, women. So I feel as if these experiences have really given me an opportunity to be the very best person to lead the state at this critical time.
She has had a reputation ever since dating back to the legislature of being, I guess the word maverick might be a good way to describe her.
William Howe Gorby teaches history at West Virginia University. He says Democrats in West Virginia have been divided ideologically for a long time. Pritt represents the left-leaning, progressive wing of the party, as well as many independent voters.
Whenever Jim Justice won the nomination, when I heard her name, it's not a surprise because she did the same thing in 92, sort of running against Caperton to say, you know, you're getting away from the Democratic Party's base.
When the party turned its back on the progressives in the party, turned its back on the New Deal Democrats of FDR, when it turns its back on us, the party left us. So I went to the Mountain Party.
Now, just as she did in 92, Pritt is challenging the conservative-leaning Democrats in the state, as well as the far-right Republicans. She champions many of the same causes that Bernie Sanders has and is hoping the voters who came out for him in the primary will rally behind her. Many progressive voters are getting behind her, including former congressional candidate Sue Thorne.
I am a member of the Democratic Party, and I'm very happy to come out and say I'm a Democrat for Pritt. Charlotte just understands the struggles that West Virginians are going through. And frankly, I'm tired of voting for the lesser of two evils. That hasn't gotten us anywhere in West Virginia.
Thorne ran for federal congressional office in West Virginia's first district in 2012. She lost in the general election, gaining 38% of the vote. She's campaigned for Pritt this election cycle, and despite lower polling numbers, she believes Pritt stands a good chance.
She's somebody who's honest. She's always come right out and talked about what's important to her. And people trust that.
Democratic Party leaders in the state say a vote for Pritt is a vote for the Republican candidate, Senator Cole. But supporters like Thorne disagree.
What Charlotte's hearing is a lot of Republicans who are saying they're going to come out and vote for her. So I don't think that's a given that she's necessarily just taking votes away from Democrats. I think she's appealing to a wide range of people and people who have different interests.
The Mountain Party's platform seeks to increase public participation in government, promote social justice, and to protect the environment. Pritt's approach to economic development falls far outside the natural resource extraction mainstream.
No plan that is based on extractive industries that damage the environment or your health is really an economic plan. My economic development plan has three criteria. It has to be a sustainable economy that we can do over and over again, like hemp. It has to be something that is equitable. And I want to make certain it's ecologically sound. Because if we are destroying the water and the air and the land and it's inhabitable, then we are missing out on one of our greatest potentials, which is tourism.
Pritt also wants to see marijuana decriminalized and all those imprisoned for nonviolent cannabis crimes pardoned. She'd like to see prevailing wage reinstated. She's pro-choice. And she supports the right to bear arms. Pritt says despite her liberal-leaning stance, she'd be an effective governor, even if the Republican Party maintains control of the legislature.
I have a very good working relationship with people of all parties. As I said, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, they know that they can work with Charlotte Pritt because I don't give up. If I believe in something, I don't give up. I have a persistence and work ethic that I think is unmatchable.
Pritt says a vote for her is a vote against the conservative status quo that's led the state into dangerous economic times over the course of the past 15 years. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.